Hello, this is Gordon Karkner. I'm reading from my book, The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity. This is Part 2, Chapter 7, Beyond Nihilism, Recovering the Power of Word Amidst the Language Games. Language is essential for dialogue across plural views of life lived well. It helps us find just and harmonious ways to live together on planet Earth amidst an increasing speed of change. But there is also a sense in which we need to recover language in its fullness, like the ancient language of the good, as part of our escape from nihilism. Language must be seen in terms of its rich embedding and deeper context. Language allows us to communicate and summons us to the table of critical conversation. We are fallible and diverse, but nonetheless, language allows us to unite in search for the truth, to explore the broader horizon of meaning, make sense of it all. We must never give up this quest, however difficult it seems at times. The larger horizon of our reason gives it fecundity, bold imagination, and keeps it from dying a slow death. Language offers us a tool to share our best wisdom across time, tradition, and national boundaries. It allows us to debate issues of common concern. Philosophically, we have made the linguistic turn in the 20th century. Through language, we inevitably share our world and are shaped by words and grammar, that salient articulation. Creation, in fact, is a language all its own, as we experience in watching the sunrise over a calm lake with a lonely loon passing in the mist. We sense a presence and a peace that runs deep. The beauty of the Canadian Rockies or the majestic Grand Canyon shouts with speech that almost cuts us. Language is the foundation of biological life, as we see in the semiotics of our very DNA, an amazing 3.5 billion base pairs of code. Snowfields and glaciers grasp reality in a speech that empowers our spirit. Tropical canopies are a poem of complexity, unity, with incredible diversity of life. The universe speaks volumes with its billions of galaxies and stars that put us in our place. Who can fathom 13.8 billion light years of cosmic development? Language is a means of seeing as well as hearing. Text is a key focal point of attention in late modernity. Nietzsche tells us that. Students in the arts, humanities, and social sciences think a lot about language, about sign, signifier, and signified. What will enhance the capacity of their grammar and rhetorical skill, their articulate grasp of a subject? We envy the great poets like T.S. Eliot, E. Cummings, and playwrights like Shakespeare, who possess iconic skill in wordcraft and poesis. We long to be the powerful storyteller like Pulitzer Prize winner Marilynne Robinson. We desperately want to find our voice, to communicate our passion to the world. We also love to learn the art of deconstruction, to expose deceptive power interests and dark motives hiding in writing, sales pitches, obfuscation, or nefarious political rhetoric. There is also the amazing and significant world of our body language, with its multiple nonverbal cues. The power of word is palpable. Immigrants quickly realize that they are quite vulnerable without competence in the language in their new homeland. They feel lost and powerless, often marginal, not able to play the game. Many are tasked with the challenge to master the new language, but left alone, they revert back to the safety of their mother tongue. We are indeed homo linguisticus, the language animal. What university graduate is not amazed by the many worlds they've explored through language? Language renders life intense and interesting. Our best interlocutors offer us wisdom and hope, speaking into our lives. Academics collect millions of words, analyze them, compare them, translate and decipher ancient scripts. Libraries brim with millions of books, journals, and periodicals, digital articles. Google is making so much more information available to everyone with the internet connection or access to a cyber cafe. The final dissertation in one's PhD needs to be very carefully written, often taking months or years to complete, to get the language and the grammar just right. We write, think, edit incessantly. We make a close reading of the text in order to have credibility in our analytical work. Academics also deconstruct the language of those whose perspective they oppose or a previous regnant philosophical regime they wish to depose. Late modern thinkers deconstruct early modern views in order to reconstruct new perspectives, as Foucault did with the concept of the self. Sometimes, however, we can trivialize language by reducing it to mere sophist language games that get played in academic seminars or colloquia, and especially late-night discussions in the dormitories. Words, signs, and symbols are a hot commodity, a major currency of universities in all fields. Students cut their teeth on the language of their discipline. If we transfer fields, a whole new intimidating vocabulary awaits us. Lawyers, in fact, make their living with language, logic, sound argument, good grammar, the poignant question. It can mean life or death, success or failure in a court case. Wording is critical in a merger contract, for instance, or dispute resolution, a criminal case, or a marriage divorce. A national constitution or charter of rights and freedoms is a powerful use of language to change the political landscape. Much ink has been spilled in recent years on the role of discourse as a source of the self. Identity is deeply embedded in language, which in turn helps to constitute the self. We all have a vital relationship with our mother tongue, where we first found meaning, where we learned to use language to accomplish endeavors, find, nurture, and engage others. Language is our existential lifeline. Like the air we breathe, we think and speak words to make sense of the world. To articulate is to flourish. From our earliest days, we are involved in the wonderful art of articulation, making the tacit more explicit, finding the words that resonate with us, with reality as we know it. It is this process whereby the aspects of the world are identified, clarified, and made accessible. Consequently, they can empower us in both speech and action. The individual self emerges amidst an ongoing culture-shaping conversation in some specific life world. The language game is already in motion when we arrive on the scene. Let's hold it there for now as a thought statement, and we'll pick it up later. Thank you very much. It's Gordon Karkner reading from The Great Escape from Nihilism, an attempt to recover language of the good and meaning. Thank you for listening.